Welcome to Can Capital. We are committed to helping small business.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Can Capital. This is Elena on a recorded line.
Hi, Elena. This is Amy Chu calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Amy. I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you. I was calling because I received a couple different approvals from you guys. And basically in entering the terms on the new pricing calculator, I'm not able to get to the same number as the amount listed in the approval.
Go by the calculator. The portal is spitting out incorrect terms right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It's been doing that for a few days now. Yep.
Do you mind if we just go through an example? I just want to confirm that I am getting the same thing.
Give me a bar ID number.
Sure. Let me pull this one up here. So the one that I'm looking at is called New York Pizza. It's BID 57888.
888, okay. Yeah, I'm glad you called about that because the pricing is wrong.
Yeah, in the two examples that I looked at, it looks like the calculator actually gives us a higher amount by like $2,500. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
That
so
part is true. Yeah.
So let's see if we do like the tier three for 17 points.
Hang on one second.
Sure, no problem.
I'm still trying to pull up the file. I guess my computer's taking its. Well, I was gonna say it's morning nap, but it's noon. I know it's morning for you guys. Let's see. No. Let me look it up in my email. This will take too long. What's my prequals. 57888. Okay, here it is. Okay, so prequal completed, and it is an A2 standard. Okay, that.
And then I put tier three for pricing, and it's on the regular grid.
Right. And then the gross is.
528674.
Yep. 528674.
Okay, so let's see. So in 18 months, looks like the loan amount is actually $53,222. Are you seeing that as well?
Seeing 18 months. So in the offer, I see $51,857, but in the calculator, I'm seeing $53,222. Well, give me one second. Let me open up my internal calculator.
Okay.
I wish they would fix this because it makes it. I'm going to have a really tough time with commissions next month. I already know it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I already know it's going to be a nightmare.
Do you know what the issue is? Is it just like a programming thing that they need to adjust?
Yeah, I've been doing it since last week. Like, I've been doing it every single day. Yeah. It hasn't spit out correct terms since, like, last week.
Oh, man.
All the terms have been incorrect. But you guys have been using, like, your old pricing for all your deals. Because you guys are still, like, selling deals from before the...
Yeah, exactly. And so that's
pricing,
why...
So you probably haven't noticed it. So at the 17 points, let me see if it lets you do the 53222. Yeah, see, it's going over gross. So 528674. So with this one, yeah, it doesn't let you do the 53222.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, it's going over gross.
Do you think there's like something like what would you advise us to do in this case since the calculator's not generating, you know, correct numbers right now?
Let me see what it does. Well, now that I'm saying, so now I'm not sure with this one if the calculator is wrong or the system is wrong.
If you want, I've actually got another example.
Because I was going to say, in this case, actually the offer is the one that is correct. Because that is the top of the gross, so it's not letting us go over that. So if we try to do the 53, it won't allow us to do it. So it's letting us do the 51 and change.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So in that case, I would say sell that one.
So go with the one that's in the approved
email. Go with
the
one with the offer. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Do you mind if I run one more by you then?
Sure. Yeah. Because I don't want to have to, you know, send you back a BLA and say, guess what? They can't get the extra $2,000 because it's over.
Okay.
We don't want to have to do that during submission.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So the next BID is 167-064.
Okay.
And that business is called Picture Marketing.
Yep, Picture Marketing. Let's see. And this is a D1.
So again, with the new calculator that's been sent out, it looks like it's projecting about $2,000 more than what the approval and the email is for. So
that's what it's showing. And they told us to go by the calculator once, but in this case, it's not true because when I plug it into my internal system, it's over.
So for this one too,
I'd rather you guys be a little bit under than having to, you know, having resell deals.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that's always a nightmare. Okay, so with this one, what I'm getting is, so the system gave you an offer for 14 months at 147, and it was 142, and it's 145. Okay, let me plug it into my internal calculator and see what it gives me. And neither one of these are home base, correct?
No, yeah, these all have a business location.
Sure. Okay. So that'll make a difference, too. This one, the max it's giving me the same with this one. I would sell what's in the offer.
Okay.
Because it's going over gross as well. Yeah. So I'm going to report this and find out why it's different. I want to find out what's going on here and why it's showing different for this one.
Okay.
But
so for the time being, you just want us to go off of what's in the emails and not what we have on our side for the calculator, correct?
On the calculator, right, because it's going over, yeah.
Okay.
If we're able to go a little bit over later, I'll let you know, but I'd rather do that way than the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So any idea, like, what, you know, the difference could be? Like, what makes the difference between the calculator and your guys' internal
system? I'm not sure
system?
Because I don't know what it is in the calculator that's picking up the terms, because we plugged in everything just like the offer reads.
Exactly.
And it's still giving us the tier. You guys are a tier 3, so that would make a difference also, but so I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and it just looks like the only variance has to do with the loan amount, the term, and then the price is all correct.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know, but we are going to report this one as well. We're reporting them as they come in, so
okay.
And we'll see what they say.
All right. I guess if we have any more questions, I'll let you know. But can I tell the team then that we should just go off of what's in the
offer?
The approvals?
Yeah, that's the safer way to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll let them know.
All right, Amy. Thank
all right.
you.
Of course.
All right.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
One. Bye.
You too.